Hello.
I'm Pant Squirrel.
And I'm the Cybernetic Pig. And this is The God Punks.
Warning. This show is not fit for human consumption. It may contain foul language, gratuitous violence, ugly sex, intergalactic drug use, and crippling existential dread. And orgies. There may be orgies. Children, please exit the building. This show is not for you.
Last time on The God Punks, Mimi Torres was suffering from a lonely heart because she lost her lover Frank Godwin somewhere in time, and also space, but that's just the way love goes, isn't it? Mimi tried to heal her lonely heart by attending the Lonely Hearts for Healing group, where she was sent by her good buddy Stupid, an attractive alien, in an unsexy sort of way. Meanwhile, Lucy was falling to Earth after getting knocked off her solar flare, resulting in the world's weirdest meet-cute, as she fell meteor-like gone stupid, squishing him flat. Lucy, who's looking for Frank and is ass deep in a war over hell, played out mainly to this point through a set of truly fantastic billboard smear campaigns, sees Mimi and kidnaps her. And while your trusty narrators were watching this whole thing go down, a hole opened up in the fabric of the universe, fracturing Pants Squirrel and Cyber Pig's material existence into a myriad of puzzle-like pieces that no qualified physicist would ever want to describe, because why take the time? Fortunately, our narrators were able to put themselves back together with a bit of elbow grease, a lot of entropy, some wood glue, and a bit of epoxy. But that's The God Punks for you. Always breaking, never broken.
In which Stupid gets turned out.
I'm here at Blast Off Johnny's Black Market Stash and Services Truck, and I'm Blast Off Johnny. I've got guns, I've got drugs, I've got sex. If you can think of a drug, I got it. I got them all. Any gun you want, I got it. A sex, a fetish, a perversion, a deviance, a depravity, an abnormality. I got them all. Need somebody disappeared? I got the best erasers in the biz. Need to make it like you never existed? I got the best other kind of erasers in the biz. You want wet work? I get soaking wet. I got muscles. I got cleaners. I got fixers, drivers, shooters, dicks, bots, droids, racers, riggers, sappers, and companions. I got the stock. I got the services. Anything you want, I got. And if I don't got it, I get it. And if you can find my shit cheaper somewhere else, well then, you better get your head checked because you, sir or ma'am, have suffered from a psychotic break. Gone off the deep end. Completely lost the plot because, I tell you, friend, ain't nobody's prices lower than mine. Ain't nobody's head is bent like mine. My sanity is gone. Consciousness completely fragmented. And that means you get the best deals. So don't be the last off to blast off or the last bud to smash pud. It's all here at Blast Off Johnny's Black Market Stash and Services Truck. How do I fit it all in one truck? Wouldn't you fucking like to know?
Blast Off looks at the new hollow billboard floating above his truck. He taps the cylinder that rings the top of his head, thinking. The billboard says, Dave don't like to party. Dave's no fun. If you see Dave, you should run. The sign on the front of Johnny's truck says,
Crash your cash at Blast Stash. Big deals, low, low prices.
The customer, Aaron, scrolls through Johnny's manifest of fetish offerings. No, no, Aaron says every time they scroll. They've been doing this for a while. They stop for a moment as though they've found something intriguing. Then they shake their head and say, No, no, and then go on scrolling. You ain't got no 2D tricks. Of course Blastoff has that.
I can run the program, no problem.
I know you got the program. I did that yesterday and the day before that. I'm talking real, in the flesh.
Blastoff Johnny stares at his customer for a long second.
You want a two-dimensional companion in this?
He waves his hand above his head.
A three-dimensional space.
Aaron shivers at the thought of it.
It's special. I need this time to be special.
Blastoff rubs the back of his neck with his hand.
It's gonna be pricey. Might could take a while,
he says, wondering about the probability of the thing as Aaron walks off and his next customer comes up to the truck.
Jane!
Blastoff greets the 8-foot-tall Wendigo with a stag's head.
How's things?
Jane picks at the teeth sticking out through a rotting muzzle with a tack blade.
Gonna be a war in hell, Johnny. How's business?
Blastoff taps the tritanium ring that circles the entirety of his head, starting right above his eyes, which focus and unfocus like a man who's just been struck by lightning.
A war, you say?
There's a sound of crackling thunder, a flash, and a watermelon-sized mushroom cloud plumes out of the top of Blastoff's head cylinder.
No better news for a black marketeer.
He pauses.
A war in hell's just like Jesus' birthday. Everybody gets presents.
Jane smiles through a rotting muscle.
Sure,
she says, then,
I'm hungry. Need to eat? Need to eat people? You have people I can eat?
Blastoff looks down at his manifest, frowning. He has a deal with Jane, and she's come at a bad time.
Are you okay with clones?
He asks. Jane's eyes cross. She looks down, coughs, and looks back up again. Her voice sounds like it comes from a place of deep violence and power. Lots of violence and power.
Did I say I wanted a clone?
Blastoff's eyes focus just long enough to meet Jane's. His deal with Jane is one of those deals you don't break. Ever.
Of course not.
He laughs nervously and looks down at his manifest again.
It's just no people in the truck right now.
This is not good.
What about you?
Blastoff scratches his head ring.
Oh, I'm a clone. Sold my birth body ages ago. It was shit, really. Just shit. Probably my fault. Doesn't matter. This isn't even my first clone body. No telling how many me's there's been.
Blastoff scratches his head ring.
Tell you what, give me a couple of hours. I'll even make it special. Any particular type of person?
Jane closes her eyes, thinking, then lists.
Redhead. Virgin. Night terrors.
You're just saying that to make my life more difficult, aren't you?
There are fates worse than death. Jane is capable of saddling those fates on people and riding them like a drunk cowboy.
Yep.
Jane nods her large, rotting stag head and leaves. Blastoff looks back up at the billboard, which now says, How many genitals is too many genitals? When he looks down, there is a very handsome, very flat man standing in front of his booth.
I'm stupid,
the man says.
I hear you can get difficult things.
There's something about this flat and handsome man that reminds Johnny of something. There was something he was going to do, something about money. But what?
I can,
Johnny says.
For a price? That's an interesting word, price. It could mean so many things. But yes, what do you want? I need to get into hell.
Blastoff looks down at his manifest.
Pretty popular place these days. I'm gonna guess you need to get your love back.
Stupid wobbles in the breeze.
How did you know?
Apparently, Stupid does not read books.
My dear Stupid, it's a really common request. This is different,
the man says.
I'm sure it is. She was kidnapped by Lucifer. I'm sure she was. It's gonna be pricey. I don't care. I love her. You ever love somebody?
Blastoff ignores the question.
I just need to put your name on the waiting list. There's a waiting list? Yep. If I get your name on the list now, you should be able to get in the next couple hundred years or so. Of course, the war might stretch that out a bit.
Stupid doesn't look very pleased by this.
Or,
Blastoff says,
you could bring me a red-headed virgin who screams in the night. Ha ha!
There's another thunderous crack and another mushroom cloud rises off of Blastoff Johnny's head while he smiles, the biggest smile Stupid's ever seen. Stupid squints from the flash, his flat frame still wobbling. Johnny can tell it must be a bit of a chore for this incredibly handsome flat man to stand. He's just so flat. It's almost unbelievable how flat he is. It's almost as if he were Johnny gets an idea. What color was Aaron's hair again? Didn't matter. He could alter their genes, and it'd be red in no time. Night terrors? He could induce those while he was altering the genes if, you know, the gene altering didn't do it anyway. Now, was Aaron a virgin? Given that today was Aaron's first non-cyber-related request, he guessed yes, and he was usually right about these things.
You're not from around here, are you?
He says to Stupid.
Don't answer that. I can tell things about people. Tell you what, I'm gonna take you in the back. We're gonna take some pictures, record some vids, sexy stuff. You good at sexy stuff? Let me ask you a question. How bad do you want this?
Turns out Stupid is very good at sexy stuff. Sexy, flat stuff. On top of the fact that Jane would not ride him like a drunk cowboy into the gates of hell, he was going to make some coin. He was going to give Jane the meal that gets Stupid his ticket to hell, and everyone was going to be jolly good. He'd keep Stupid around for a while to pay off his debt, sure. There would be demand for Stupid. He couldn't let that go to waste. You gotta turn out the goods when you got 'em. Turn 'em out or burn 'em out. That was what Blastoff was always saying. Sometimes when you need to get into hell, you need to compromise. Blastoff was gonna do some good business today.
Say it one more time.